From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The University of Connecticut took home the NCAA Division I men's basketball championship last night. South Carolina won the women's championship on Sunday. This year, 12 teams from the Gulf South made it to the big dance, including Alabama and Auburn in both the men and women's side. Smaller schools in the region were eliminated right away, but getting a shot at the championship can still make a huge difference beyond the basketball court. From the Gulf States newsroom, Joseph King has this story.
Punching a ticket into March Madness is a big deal for any school, but it's a different kind of special for schools that may not be well known.
The Grambling State Tigers dancing for the first time ever.
I don't think there's any such place as McNeese State either.
The Sanford men's basketball.
On the edge of Birmingham, Sanford University had a watch party at their student center on campus. J.D. Rowland is a freshman and says the student body has rallied behind the basketball team this year.
Even the energy right now and the atmosphere, it's electric. I mean, everybody's screaming at the top of their lungs. I mean, we're so pumped about our school. It's been 24 years since we've made it to the March Madness, and here we are.
Mostly known by its Baptist campus and liberal arts programs, the school has been making its presence felt in the athletic world. And when they found out they got a bid into the tournament, that feeling spiked.
We're all just cheering on our team, and all you hear everywhere is March Madness, who's going to win. Somebody put on their bracket, oh, like, oh, Joe Biden didn't put Sanford to win, put Kansas, or all these people. It's insane.
Kennedy Russell is a junior at Sanford. She was watching the game and doing homework. She says she's seen the growth of students interested in sports on campus.
There's not a whole lot of students coming to sporting events, so it's definitely like grown, and everybody's been really involved and really energized about us possibly getting to the second round, even though getting to the first round was something that was big enough. So
Sanford ended up losing to Kansas, but likely gained some fans for almost coming away with the win. The school made it to the tournament for the first time in 20 years. Dr. Darren White says for small schools, this can translate to a lot. He's the executive director for sports analytics at Sanford University.
We're already starting to see an increase in web traffic to our website. And then just the number of students are wanting to come visit campus, the number of deposits, i.e. the number of students that are wanting to go ahead and commit to coming in next year's class.
Sanford's athletic director has said sports are the front porch that introduces people to the university. And White says by being on the national stage, people that probably never even heard of Sanford before may know who they are now.
Most of the universities that you know something about, you really probably have never been there. You never visited the campus, but you know about them primarily through their sports programs. That's how you initially get introduced to the school.
Louisiana's McNeese State also made its first appearance in the tournament in 20 years. They lost in the first round as well. But the school's vice president, Dr. Wade Roos, says their season wasn't a Cinderella story. This was planned. They made headlines after hiring former LSU head coach Will Wade last year.
It was an intentional effort to invest in basketball. I had a wonderful year. Student bodies got really involved, sold it out towards the end of the season every game. Students were fired up, faculty's fired up, so just a really good time.
He says this basketball season led to an increase in numbers across the board and even saw the impact at their recent freshman orientation, where future students and their families scooped up thousands of dollars of school merchandise.
People buying sort of the McNeese logo stuff. I certainly will notice it around town. There's a sense of pride.
Roos says school officials have been getting interviewed left and right. He hopes that this national spotlight can lead to McNeese growing and believes the school has the capacity to make the tournament again next year, and says maybe the sports program can have a Saban effect for the school, similar to the University of Alabama.
I'm not naive enough to think that one shot can get that done, but if we can continue to capitalize on this, two, three, 4 years in a row, I absolutely believe you'll see a positive effect on enrollment.
Roos says McNeese is already onto the next phase, and likely all the schools that made the tournament will be trying to capitalize on this season to help boost the next one. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Joseph King.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.